Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple. This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
Hello and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday here on Soul Sister Radio. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I am here with Magdalena Gomez, and we also have with us the other Rebecca.
Hey, Kiki.
Kiki. And we are sitting here, and we were blessed by one of our four guardians, Mr. DT. And we want to send out a special thank you because we are sitting overlooking the beautiful Pacific Ocean. Even though it's a little cloudy and gloomy, we're looking at a beautiful Santa Monica, and it's amazing here at this beautiful hotel. So we just want to send a special thank you out to him. And what an amazing blessing it was for him to be able to do this. So we can do this show today with you here. And we want to send out a special shout-out to our beautiful Rebecca Lawler. She is actually in the Bahamas, and she will be calling in at the end of the show. So I just wanted to send out a special shout-out to her, and we miss her right now, but we know that she's listening, and so we just wanted to say hello. But let's recap last week. We had Word Up. We had fun with Word Up last week, and we started spiritual boot camp, and what we did for this week is we decided to teach you guys what a Bible study is and what it is not. And when we did this, again, I'm the baby Christian here. Bible study, just thinking about Bible study makes me want to not pick up the Bible for some reason. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to actually open it up. And this was actually the reason why we did the show last week a little bit differently, or I started it off with we're doing the show a little bit differently. And it's because we're learning how to do Bible study a little bit different. So we're going to go ahead and do the same kind of format. We're going to start off with our first song, which is Entourage. And that song was introduced to me by an incredible young man a few years back. And it was a way for him to gently introduce me to being out in the world again. And don't push the river, and just lighten up and let life happen. And there was a mutual respect that I learned, and that's truly what I really believe that a Bible study is all about and how we're supposed to go ahead and look at the Bible study. So that song is called Entourage. And when we play it, I want you to think about it as God singing it to you and you singing it to God. And we're going to be playing that right as soon as Magdalena does the opening prayer. But first, before we do, I want you to open up the Bible to 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17. And this scripture is going to kind of lead us into what a Bible study is and why we're doing it. And again, that is 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17.
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and become convinced of, because you know those from whom you've learned it and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Okay. Now, with that being said, I used to wonder why there were so many versions of the Bible. Okay. And there's so many different kinds of Bible studies out there. And there's a reason, and it's because here I am, and I'm kind of freaked out a little bit because we're doing the show from a new place, and I don't have a vibe that's going on. And so I'm sitting here, and I'm wondering, wow, what's going on. And this is how we create our Bible study, and we do it with music. And this is our version of what a Bible study is. And that's exactly what the scripture was saying. And we use different Bible studies. This is just a different way of learning lyrics, which is another word for scripture. So let's go ahead and do our opening prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and play our first song, Entourage. And this is what we based our whole Bible study on, was this song. So today, Magdalena is going to open us up in prayer. So why don't we go ahead and do that now?
Good morning, dear Father. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for placing us where you have placed us today, and just overlooking the beautiful ocean and just being in great company and just the peace that you provide to our hearts, Father. And I just pray for those who are listening. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us, and that your souls may be encouraged. I pray that God just opens up your hearts, and that you may just take this lesson today, and that it'll really make you think about where you are in life and really how much fun it is to have a relationship with God. And I really, that's the hope that we have to encourage you with. And I just pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us, to give us the wisdom to speak your words, Father, so that we may do your will. And I just pray for blessings on all our sponsors, all the ladies in the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great of St. Helen, and for all those that pray for us, God. Thank you so much, and thank you for these wonderful hearts that are listening. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. So now, what I've learned is that I need to practice what I preach and use what I have. So because Bible study and that whole two words right there, Bible study, freaks me out. Again, I've learned how to do Bible study with music. So we are basing this whole Bible study today on Soul Sister Sunday as our church reboot, and on this song, Entourage, remembering that God is a gentleman. He doesn't want you to push a relationship with him. It's supposed to be something light and fun, but it's also supposed to be very deep and each have a mutual respect. So this is God singing to you and you singing to God. And while we're doing that, I want to go ahead and welcome those people in our chat room. Go ahead and log off for a minute if you're a guest, and when you can log back on, and just go ahead and sign up for a free Blog Talk account. It only takes a couple of minutes, or a couple of seconds, actually. And then as soon as the song's back on, you can go ahead and chat with the people in the chat room. So we will see you in a few minutes with Entourage right now.
Like when we got happening, and I don't want nothing coming in between both me and
we're going to introduce you to a whole new way of Bible studying. And again, we're going to take that song and we're going to break it down and we're going to teach you how we do a Bible study on Souls Sunday here on Soul Sister Radio. So again, I just want to go ahead and welcome everybody to the show. We have guests in the guest room and we have Grace in there who's going to go ahead and chat with the people in our guest room or our chat room. So thank you so much. And again, we're here at beautiful Santa Monica, and we were blessed last night to go to a birthday party at a very good friend of ours. He's a Ford guardian. And again, we're here with Magdalena, and we have our special guest, the other Rebecca. And Rebecca, did you want to say anything to everybody on the show? Good morning. This is what Soul Sister Sunday is about. It's about just being right where you are, and she's in the other bed. We have double beds in this beautiful suite overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and it's about just showing up where you are and just doing it and not being so drama about it and just having a good time and using what you have. But there was something that there were things that we talked about last week. Again, one of the reasons why we do things differently is because the same reason why there's different versions of the Bible, and that is because there's a lot of false prophets out there. And we talked about that last week on Word Up, and again, we're Word Upping today. That's role men orchestrating real discipleship under a universal or on a universal platform. So we're Word Upping, so thank you for being with us. But the false prophets was a really big thing. So Matthew 24:24. Why don't you read that, Magdalene?
For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect. If that were possible, see, I have told you ahead of time.
Okay. So there's a reason why there's so many Bibles, so many different Bible studies. Everybody is different. Everybody accepts information differently. And I'm a real believer that when I started really getting into this, I had all kinds of different versions of the Bible spread out before me. Thank God for Bible Gateway now, because I used to be a crazy person. So, yeah, I know. You be quiet. But there's a part of me that I can hear the voices in my head, and, yeah, that makes me a crazy person. And thank God I know I'm crazy, because real crazy people have no idea they're crazy.
I always profess my insanity.
Well, exactly, because real crazy people don't sit around thinking, I wonder if I'm crazy. So what makes me think I can do a Bible study? This is, I've never done this. Again, I am so excited to tell you people that I am nobody. I am just a woman, a single mom of a daughter that's grown up, and I'm trying to figure out with all my girlfriends out there, and who am I? Who am I? What makes me think that I can do a Bible study? Well, 2 Timothy 3:10-13 says this,
says, you, however, know all about my teachings, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, suffering. What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra? The persecution I endured. Yes, the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen. So the great news is, and this is why Bible study doesn't have to be so drama and so just, it can be as gentle as a dove. The one thing that you got to do is fall in love with it. And that's what we're going to learn how to do through this crazy way that we're teaching how to do that with music. And music that doesn't have anything to do with quote-unquote Christianity. It's just music that people produce. And even the quote-unquote not-so-good music. Remember, whatever the enemy has for bad, God has for good. So there is a reason and a purpose and a time. Remember, we talked about that a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
A time for everything. So what we're doing is this Bible study, we took this one song and we're breaking it down, and this is how we're learning how to do it. And we take these lyrics and we kind of figure it out, and we write down the one song, and then I ask my different prayer warriors out there to throw me scripture, and you all know who you are, ladies, and Magdalena thinks I'm a nut because I'm always throwing different things at her, but this is how we do it. And we do it. Oh my gosh! Yeah, we did. Oh my
god!
That's another song. This is how we do it. And then there was another song that I needed scripture. What was the song that we were playing this week? That it was another one of our cheerleading songs, but I can't remember what it was. We'll figure it out. So anyway, we picked this song, and again, it's addressing the women out there, and I know that God is bringing us women together for a bigger purpose. And he's letting us know that we don't need anyone else. We don't have anyone else to have to worry about, and that's something really big. So Scripture, Exodus 20:30. And the greatest thing about God is that he complements your style. The one thing that I used to have a problem with was understanding why I didn't think of God or Jesus as that guy dead on the cross. Again, I grew up Catholic, so if anybody grew up Catholic, you know that there's a big dead guy on the cross. And if you don't know and you don't have a relationship with who that man is, that's very intimidating. So God is so amazing that he complements whatever style that you are. For me, he showed up good looking on the back of a bike on the sand and on the back of a Harley. The book's called God on a Harley. And that's exactly my relationship with Jesus Christ, except I fell in love with Joe, and that was a mistake. So, but that's a whole nother show. So, but he complements your style right where you are. And go ahead.
I was just going to say there's no 30.
No. It was
Exodus.
Where was I?
20:30.
Yeah.
Here. But it says 20 and there's no 30. I'm like, Exodus 20:30.
Oh, then I don't know. You gave me that. No other God before us.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
probably wrote down the wrong scripture.
Oh, God.
It happens.
Okay. We're not perfect.
There is no other God.
Okay. Bottom line, Exodus, there is no other God before you. And that's the kind of relationship that God wants to have with you. And the easiest way for me to understand the Bible and have a relationship with God is through how I've had a relationship with the love of my life. So this is kind of how I relate to even this Bible study. He lets us know that, you know, he wants us to know that he's our whole world, and he wants us to be his whole world. So he truly wants us to fall in love with him, and vice versa. He loves us so deeply. Is this making sense?
Yes, and I mean, I think the way I relate it, it is really like an earthly loving relationship. When you first get to know somebody, there's that excitement of getting to know that person, and I feel that same excitement. And when I'm getting to know God, as I read his word and I pray and I'm centered around him, it's like, wow, I love spending time with this person. This is a person that makes me happy. This is the person that fills me up. So that's how I look at my relationship with God. It's like that romance, and he is the ultimate, the most romantic God ever.
So when we were trying to figure out scripture for this part, the one book that came to mind was the book Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs. And so I want actually Magdalena to share just a little bit about what this entire book is about, and because I had no idea that this book was even in the Bible. And if you really stopped and read it, you'd go, wow, it's pretty intense. And this is about a true, intimate love. And so I want Magdalena to read, because again, when you fall in love with somebody or something and you're able to truly look into their eyes, you are truly looking into the windows of their soul. And again, you do that when you're falling in love with that love of your life. And that person is the one and the only one. And it's a crazy feeling. And again, you feel this way when you're falling in love with that other person. And this is how you feel when you really start to fall in love with God and Jesus and realize that he is the person that came down on earth and he just chose to make the right decision with every choice in his life. And wow. And you just learn to fall in love with him more and more. And it's something you really can't describe, okay? And it almost makes you sick. And so you know that you must be falling in love, okay? You can't describe it as anything else. And you get to a point where there's no other choice. You have to either see this person or be with this person because they're edifying you, because we already went through the kind of people that we're looking for, so we're making good choices. Ladies out there, men out there, okay? And so when you're truly, you want to be with that person. You want to make sure that there's no other choice but to be with that person, that you cannot deny. And that's what I did. I fell in love with Joe on God on a Harley, and I couldn't deny that that was the relationship that I could totally relate to. So I want Magdalena to read. It is, which one? What am I? Song? It was the very first one. One through four.
Okay. Well, this book and the Bible is one where one lover expresses his love for his beloved, and it's really meant for couples. But really, it's really the relationship that we have towards God in our little romance. And it says, "Beloved, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the maidens love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers."
Yeah. Hubba, 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 hubba. That's all right. Okay. And yeah, that was the word up. Okay.
The Bible does teach about romance and love.
Okay. So me being a love-addicted, codependent, control freak in recovery and in discovery, okay, the easiest way for me to understand is to fall in love with this Bible study, to fall in love with Jesus, to fall in love with God, to fall in love with the Holy Spirit, because truly we're going to hit everything, falling in love with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So right now we're focusing on God the Son. And that man, and truly, it for me to understand what it is, it has to be like falling in love. The 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 13, and for any of those women out there that are wondering why love hurts, okay, there's one thing that I'd like to say to you ladies out there. When I was in a situation when I didn't understand what love was, and I didn't know where to go to find the right and the correct definition, because, gosh, the love that I was encountering was hurting me. I was crying every day. I was broken. I didn't look anything like I do now, and all those people out there that know who I am know exactly what I'm talking about. So here is something that I want you to understand: what love is and what love is not. Okay, so I want Magdalena to read 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 13. If any of you girls out there are wondering what love really is,
or men,
okay, or men, exactly, because, again, this is where boundaries come in and what you will accept into your cup and things that you will not accept. So please, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 13.
Yeah, says, "Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be filled. For there is knowledge, and it will pass away. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child.
I want you to stop right there. That used to confuse me when I was a child, and I didn't know what that meant. And then when, again, I started doing my studying and seeking, I found that when you first start reading the Bible, when you first start becoming a quote-unquote Christian, don't like that word, but that's okay. We'll talk about that another day, okay? But when you really, really, truly want to be more and more Christ-like, like this man on earth, you are like a baby, and you can only take this word in a little bit at a time, just like a baby, okay? And you are, exactly, you're drinking the formula. But then there comes a time, okay, then that you grow up, that you're not ignorant to what the truth is anymore, that you truly are making choices for your life when you have some tools in front of you and in your toolbox that you are choosing to not look at. So there does come a time when you are no longer a child. So I want you to go back just a couple and read that part again.
For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I'm in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known, and know these three remain. Faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
You get to a place where you know, because it's already within you, the truth, and you cannot deny it, and you do, just like when you see that love of your life looking back into your soul because they're looking into your eyes. That's the reason I like wearing glasses at night. Wow, okay, pretty powerful. You cannot deny that that's love. So this song, Falling in Love, is a really cute song, and it's also a song that we're going to be using in our upcoming television thing called Falling in Love In, and we're going to talk about that another time. But again, it's another God-inspired way for us to go ahead and teach a Bible study in a different way. So Falling in Love, go ahead, take a listen, and really, truly learn to fall in love to a place where you cannot deny it.
Amen.
Feeling so high, you got me thinking about
deny it, and it does get you to a place where you're feeling high, and that's what I call a Holy Spirit high, and you cannot deny it. Everybody's been in love. You know what it feels like.
Crazy.
It's crazy good, and that's why this year is my seventh year of being single, and I'm going to date, maybe.
Whatever. Mother Superior here is going to date. This is her new nickname.
Because... Mother Superior, okay, whatever. Okay, but that's what falling in love is all about, and I'm excited to fall in love. I you know, it's something that's beautiful, it's magical, it's happening, and you know when you're falling in love, and it's a really good, amazing feeling. And talking about that Holy Spirit high, it definitely does, it's a crazy vibe. If you don't know what the Holy Spirit is, because you know what God is, God the Father, falling in love with God the Son, you just figured it out. It's just like falling in love with that soul person, that soul connection, this person, because truly, had a question a while back from a gentleman that was saying that he couldn't really go there with Jesus because Jesus was a dude. So how could he fall in love with the dude? And it's interesting because I lost my train of thought here. But falling in love with Jesus for a man is just like falling in love with the love of his life. Okay, because if we are truly supposed to be Christ-like and made in his image, then every guy out there wants, you know, his woman to have these qualities. And those qualities you can definitely find in Jesus Christ. So falling in love with Jesus is just like falling in love with your soulmate.
And then Jesus describes, you know, the church as his bride, which is, you know,
Porto. But the Holy Spirit, I want to talk about that real quick, because it is a crazy vibe when you feel it. And there is one thing that Christ left us, and that was the Holy Spirit. And again, actually, I wanted to go back real quick because I didn't know what that song was, and it was Becky Let Us Know. That it
give
was,
it to me,
give it to me, baby. So thank you, Becky. Okay. And we'll play Pretty Fly. Yeah. We'll play Pretty Fly for a white guy, you know, coming soon to a
radio
to
show.
Sunday. But we also wanted to let you know that what's happening here, you're telling us that when Jesus was out praying, but then his disciples were sleeping. So Rebecca over here is sleeping. But she is listening, but, yeah, she's nodding over there.
Yeah.
I love it. But again, okay, so now we've learned to fall in love with God the Father, God the Son, and, again, it's a crazy, wonderful thing. Again, you recognize the virtue of the Holy Spirit in another person when you fall in love with that person. And it's funny because I wanted to go back to that real quick. Because I had an interesting thing happen to me this week. A gentleman who happens to work for a police department, and as all you know, I was married to cops, and I talk a law enforcement officer involved in domestic violence, so him coming to me, asking me to find him a woman to be in a relationship with, caused me two triggers. One, he either wants to figure out if I'm a madam because I have all these beautiful ladies around me that love the Lord and we're doing crazy things, and I don't trust cops, but I do trust cops because I love them. But or he sees something in me, as he said, Maria, there's something that I know that you will find me a good woman, and which brings us to that quick show that we talked about, Falling in Love In. And it truly is like a Millionaire Match meets the Travel Channel. And the Lord is really opening up some doors for us to really bring some peace to our family in Greece and with the tourism board, with the Greek tourism board. And how amazing will it be to go ahead and meet some incredible single, amazing women who love the Lord, and some incredible single, amazing men who love the Lord, and introduce them to each other, because we recognize that. It's that Holy Spirit high that you get when you recognize somebody else and they walk the same path. They know your path. They know what you're on, and that's what falling in love is all about, because you truly see that in the other person, and you want to elevate and empower, and you want them to be your entourage, just like you want to be their entourage. And that's why it's really important to understand that there is God the Father, God the Son, and then God the Holy Spirit. And truly, we were, Rebecca is in the Bahamas this week, and again, she's listening, and we were going with how do we describe the Holy Spirit? How do we even give you the concept of what the Holy Spirit is? What scriptures do we even have to give you to describe the Holy Spirit? And there is so many. There's one, and I don't even know if we wrote it down, because I've got so many papers this week because I was all over the place.
Literally.
But, truly, the Holy Spirit is like, if peace is like a white dove visually, I was trying to figure out what song I could play that could describe the Holy Spirit and being in love, both from a female point of view and a male point of view. The perspective is intermingled, just like God. God is all of us. We're all created in His image. The Holy Spirit is attracted to both. It's what, asexual? Okay, whatever. Okay. So the song that we chose, and we're going to play the song first. Okay, maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure yet. But this is truly a song that truly makes you understand the love affair that you have with the Holy Spirit. And because He never leaves your side, He is always with you. And He knows you better than anyone else. And because you know Him, you know that He'll never leave your side. Because the common thread of all of this, and especially in all this Bible study, is that we don't want to ever be alone, and that we're never alone. And Jesus, when He left the disciples, boy, how devastated. After He died, they watched that. He rose again. And now He was going to leave them. Oh, wow, no, they didn't want to be alone. So, oh, my gosh, our God, that is such a gentleman, that gives us free choice, also left us a helper, and that helper is the Holy Spirit. And right before Christ went up to heaven, He said, I leave you this special gift, and it is the Holy Spirit, and it is someone that you know without a doubt will never ever leave you. And we know better than to even question the Holy Spirit, because that's the only thing you will go to hell absolutely for, is if you grieve the Holy Spirit. So you don't ever want to question the Holy Spirit. So He is by your side. It is within you, and you never have to doubt it. Is there anything you want to say about the Holy Spirit right now?
Well, yes. The one thing, the word that keeps coming to mind is enthusiasm. And when I studied what the word meant, it said, happy is he who listens to the God within. And that God within is the Holy Spirit. And I know that when I do God's will and I'm listening to that inner voice and I proceed with it and God blesses me, that there are times where I quench that spirit because I don't listen to myself, and I grieve myself. So the Spirit is always within us to really guide us, and our choices, our decisions will definitely, you know, speak for themselves, whether we actually did listen to the Spirit, and then we can really carry on that enthusiasm, that joy, because we did God's will.
Which, that is the point of the Holy Spirit in God is such an amazing gentleman, an amazing, gentle God, that the Holy Spirit will tell you, honey, sweetie, if that's what you want to do and you want to go and screw up your life, honey, go ahead. That's okay.
Just do it.
Okay? Just do it. And that's where free choice comes in. And we have a choice to either do that which is right, meaning that which gives us peace, or that which is not right, that which does not give us so much peace. And the Holy Spirit, that's when you do get that peace, that's when you get the Holy Spirit high and go, okay, I want more of that.
I'm on fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you're not doing things right, you go, wow, I don't think I want to do that again, because the consequences of grieving the Holy Spirit are so terrible that you'd just rather not and just stay on that Holy Spirit high, and it's a good thing. So the other thing is the Holy Spirit knows when you do, quote, unquote, backslide, when you're on the outside trying to get in. And it's right there letting you know that you are so much better than you know. And remember you were talking about a couple of weeks ago how people were telling you, wow, if you could only see yourself like I see you, okay? And truly, God wants us to fall in love, okay, with the Holy Spirit. And that love is all about that, okay? And let's see. Every time we cry those tears and we don't know how we're ever going to stop them, when you call upon the Holy Spirit, boom, he takes care of those tears because he counts every single one of those tears as a dollar. So think about how
just
rich.
A dollar?
Just a dollar. Well, think about it. How rich are you with your dollar? I know I'm a quadrillionaire, okay, with all the tears I cry.
I can ounce of gold, you know. I mean,
dang, no wonder you're an expert.
My name is, yeah,
spiritually high maintenance woman. So here's the great thing, the Holy Spirit said, I needed to find a song. So for me to go ahead and truly express what the Holy Spirit feels like, I want you to hear this song. And it's called By Your Side, because he never will leave you. It's the one gift that Jesus Christ left for you. So, and it will never leave you. It's always by your side. So kick back and listen to the Holy Spirit singing this to you.
You think I'd leave your side, baby?
Welcome back. We have a visitor, but she's going out. We had the maid service come in. See, we have a soul sister coming in. Okay. The Holy Spirit, it is that song. It's all-encompassing. It truly is something that gets within your soul. It gets within your spirit. It encompasses your heart. And it truly does, you fall in love with it. And so tell me what you think of when you hear that song. Rebecca, you were saying that you loved that song. Can you go ahead and share with us, tell me why it is that you loved that song real quick?
Go ahead.
She's beautiful.
Beautiful, what else?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Why do I love that song? Why do I love that song?
What do you feel about it? Like, why? I mean, you know, is it the way that she sings it?
Well, it's because it's so deep because it's, to me, when she's singing it, it's like somebody that, it's not just somebody that's going to come into your life and pretend to be. Well, I guess in this case it would be somebody that it's deeper than just the pretend friendships or pretend love affairs, right?
Exactly.
Somebody will always be there. Lovers Rock is her. Well, that's her debut album, right?
No, her debut album.
Lovers Rock.
Lovers Rock. Hey. And the Holy Spirit rocks. Being in love with God rocks. You know, it's a good thing. The crazy thing is, it's a deeper, it's a total unconditional love. And when you do fall in love that deeply, and you do look for those things in other people that remind you or resemble Christ-like, that Holy Spirit, you become addicted to being around people like that, and it is passionate. It is all-encompassing. And so, you know, it's all-encompassing when you fall in love that way. And it truly is. And that's why we chose Entourage. And Entourage is truly a song that makes you see all these different aspects. And God just wants us to be in his entourage. And we truly want to be, we want him to be in our entourage. And those people that you have chosen to be your friends, the disciples around you, those partners in your life, those true loves of your life, you really want them to be part of your entourage. And the greatest thing is Jesus says, you know what, sometimes you're going to be the star and sometimes I'm going to be the star. And again, that's the goodness of being able to be filled with the Holy Spirit and do a Bible study when you don't have a clue of what you're doing. And all of a sudden, it just all comes together because you trust this Holy Spirit within you that you've allowed, because he wants you to be the star. Why? Because, oh my gosh, we're all becoming Christ-like. We are just a reflection of him, so it just gives us opportunity to share that with him. So, would you like to say something?
I mean, it's just when I think of the Holy Spirit and just how it really, when it's within you, you just can't help but feel on fire, and then just every word, every action, our smiles, I mean, it is all reflective of the love that, you know, is from God, and that's what the Holy Spirit makes me feel. It just makes me feel so empowered, so invincible, but in a godly way, because I know that I'm part of God's army, and I'm part of his posse, and we get down together and, you know, read the word, and it's word up, and it's like God and I, we're just buddies, but I know more than anything that he is my father, and it's the love of the Holy Spirit that just fills me, and
here's
what makes me feel complete.
And
yeah.
The greatest thing is Jesus is that I say that I serve. He wants a chick every dude.
is going to chase, okay? And he definitely, because who wants a do, you know, chick no doodle chase? And we're going to, no doodle, doodle do's and doodle don'ts, and we'll talk about that soon too. But I want you to read Mark 12:31. And again, Jesus wants us to fall in love with ourselves, because who wants somebody that nobody else will want, nobody else will chase? So you have to learn to chase yourself and love yourself. So Mark 12:31.
The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than this.
So be your own entourage. Find those people around you where you want to be a part of their entourage. Be a part of God's entourage. We're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. We want to thank Rebecca in the Bahamas and Rebecca Lawler Limited for being so amazing and blessing us to be able to do this show every week, and our B&B Builders and Pinnacle Luxury Tour and Fabiums out there. Thank you all so much for making it possible for us to do this and being a part of our entourage, so all of us can be a part of God's entourage and fall in love with him, and amen.
And our special guardians, too.
Yes, DT. Yes, DT, thank you so much. So go ahead and close us out in prayer, and then have a good week, and we're going to all close out with entourage.
Yes. Dear Father God, I just want to thank you for this time that we spent together, and really that our hearts were touched by this, Father, that everyone can just embrace the Holy Spirit and how awesome it is to be so close to you, Father, and just how you complete us and how the Holy Spirit does guide us, how the Word is really within our hearts, Father. And I just pray that we do listen to that voice, that we can enjoy what it means to be enthusiastic because we listen to the God within, which is the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father God, for Paul's nanny, whose husband just passed away. I pray for the family. I pray for Coretta's cousins. And also because his life is very fragile, I pray for those who persecute us, Father. And I just pray blessings upon those, Father, who are hurting, who need you right now, God. Please come to them and guide the Holy Spirit, Father. I thank you so much for this time, and it's in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. So go out and find yourself an entourage that is reflective of what it is you want in your life. So for me, it's Jesus, Joe, God on a Harley. Love it. And we will see you next week on Soul Sister Sunday here on Soul Sister Radio.
Super. You'll live.